Hello, I am Regina Zona, and this is True Confessions of a Still Fabulous Diva. This is my true confession. I do podcasts now. So yeah, I guess I'm a podcaster. And the idea isn't really brand new. A few years ago, I decided that I was going to do a vlog as part of a supplement to my teaching, something that would help young artists sort of navigate their way through the world of opera, giving them advice on career stuff. And, you know, I did a handful of these, maybe five or six, and I got some good responses out of them. I mean, people on YouTube have said that they've enjoyed them and they've learned something from them. You can even go and see them on YouTube if you want to, and my YouTube channel, La Diva Zona. But I stopped keeping up on them, and I'm not quite sure why. And that really is a theme of my life. I like to start projects. Starting projects is always very exciting. Completing them is a whole nother thing. But honestly, that's a confession for another podcast. So I sort of gave up on the vlog thing, and then I tried the fancy new thing that's out there, the Facebook Live thing. And that was cute. I thought that the live interactions with people where they would watch and I could comment and talk back with them, that was cool. But the thing that was kind of difficult about it was that the format is so dependent upon those viewers actually catching it on their news feed. And then it seemed like once the Facebook Live video was done, it sort of disappeared and it didn't seem like there was any record of it. Now, I know if you're listening to this or watching this, you might say, hey, you know, there is a way and you're just not technically savvy. And okay, that's fine. Maybe I'm not. But it just didn't seem like there was sort of a great long-lasting effect to it. So I made it through one whole Facebook Live section and then that ended. So last year, my partner, Pat, bought me a podcast microphone for Christmas. She thought that it was an absolutely great idea if I do a podcast. Now, I had never talked to her about doing a podcast, so I have no idea why she got this idea. And I hadn't really followed through with the vlog thing. So, you know, when I got this microphone, I tried to sound excited and, you know, saying, wow, you know, thanks. What a great idea. And of course, she can totally see right through my fake enthusiasm. But, you know, ultimately, I wasn't really into the idea and decided that podcasting was not the thing that I wanted to do. So the microphone just sort of sat on the shelf. So a couple of weeks back, I was at a meeting for an opera company of which I'm a board member. And before the meeting, one of the board members was making some comment on my melodious voice, which when I was younger, people would make comments about my melodious voice, and usually they were making fun of me. But one of the board members, who is a great, fantastic entrepreneur, social media maven, said to me that I had a great voice for podcasting. So I protested a little, and truth be told, I probably protested just to get them to validate me more because I'm sometimes that kind of person. But in this short conversation, it sort of planted a seed. And I thought, well, you know, maybe this is worth thinking about. But of course, my first question is, do people really listen to podcasts? Because I've never listened to a podcast. But every time I would throw this question out on Facebook, does anybody listen to podcasts? I would always get lots of affirmative answers. So I guess people do listen to podcasts. And then my next question was, well, why would anybody want to listen to a podcast that I was doing? Why would anybody care about what I have to say? And this, of course, speaks to my occasional crippling self-doubt, which is another confession for another podcast episode. But the thought of developing a following for a podcast was exhausting. So, although, I mean, in retrospect, you know, people did enjoy the vlogs that I did. So, I mean, somebody liked what I had to say at one point in time. So I thought, well, okay, maybe this is the time, this is the thing that I need to follow through on. So the seed was planted, and I had to figure out why I would actually do this podcast. You know, what is the theme? Who is it for? Why would anybody find it interesting? So did I just want it to be an extension of my vlog and focus on just young artists? Or did I want to gear it towards young teachers with advice on how to be an effective or better teacher? Or did I just want to talk because I like to hear myself talk? Uh-huh. That's what it is. I do like to hear myself talk, just ask any of my students. And I do have stuff to say. And lately I've been thinking that, you know what? I think I'm really ready to put everything out there. Why not? I have things to say. And while some of it may not be life-shatteringly important, I think some of it is important. And I think some of it needs to be said and some of it needs to be heard by other people. So, you know, if nothing else, I'm interested in what I have to say, so I may as well just say it, and why not put it out there into the world for everybody to hear? I've been told that I have an interesting life. You know, I'm sure, okay. I like to hear myself talk, and I'm a teacher, so I certainly have a tendency towards pontification. But another thing that leads me to this podcast thing is that I have been on a lifelong journey to better myself. I know that sounds all guru-y and new agey and everything, but it's just part of my life. I have always found it interesting to find out how I can grow as a person, as a woman, as a citizen in this world. And sometimes I did that because I was forced to, because I was going through something that I really needed to figure out and address in my own life. I had to solve something in my own life. Sometimes I was just looking for answers on how to be a person, better person. And ultimately, this is what I thought that I wanted to share in my podcast. My intent with this podcast is to share something about my life and then share what that thing taught me. Taught me about something, about my life, about myself, about how the world works and how I can navigate through it. You know, I am a mature woman. I mean, I'm 48 and I'm proud of it. Yes, I said I'm 48 and I am proud of it. And I have a lot of life experience behind me, and I know a lot of things for sure. So I'm hoping that maybe my insights in my own life might be able to enlighten others. That's the teacher in me. And if not, maybe people will just sort of find my stories interesting. I guess that's all that I can really hope for. So since I'm a left-brainer, and I love planning things, and I love organization, I'm going to try to stick to a format for each episode. So the first section will always be a confession. I'm confessing something about my life. Then the second section, I'm going to tell a story about why this confession is significant in my life. Personal or professional or an event in my life or something that has to do with me. Then thirdly, I will say what the thing that I know for sure. Just a little explanation about what this particular story or event taught me about myself, and if applicable, I will offer some advice on how someone can take my experience and help them through their own experience. And finally, I'm going to make sure that I always end with some kind of little tidbit of inspiration, some motivational quote that has to do with my confession and what I learned, and maybe that'll be the inspiration for the day. It all sounds kind of preachy, but I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm really just trying to share what I know about myself and what I've learned about myself. And maybe it'll be entertaining. Hopefully it'll be entertaining and maybe even a little enlightening. So it'll be a little bit of everything. Some things that might be kind of deep and some things that might not be deep at all. So, here is my inspiration for the week. This new chapter in my life as a podcaster is not completely about reinventing myself, but it's sort of exploring a different side of myself. And so, this part of my journey can be summed up in a quote by George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself." That's pretty good. So I wish you all great creativity this week. My first official podcast, episode 001, is already posted. And my confession is, I am still a fabulous diva. So go and download it. And I really want to thank you so much for listening. I am really excited about this new adventure, and I'm really, really grateful to you for being part of it. And remember that the only response to the question, "How are you?" is fabulous.